And welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner talking today with Norwalk boys tennis seniors Drew Lentz and Corbin Oswald. And guys, the season is starting to head toward the home stretch here. You got the Little Hawkeye Conference tournament on Wednesday. And we'll start with Drew and then Corbin. How would each of you evaluate the season so far, either as your own game or the team, and what you've been able to accomplish?
Yeah, I think individually, I'm doing pretty well. You know, I think there's some matches where I wish I'd have back, but overall, I can't really complain about how the season's going so far. Same thing as a team. I think we're really working together, and I think we're playing good tennis at the right time, especially coming down to the postseason.
I would agree with Drew. My singles record has followed a pretty linear progression. I started the season off not so great with a loss to Boone, but from there, I was able to bounce back and win a lot of singles matches. We've moved the ladder around a lot, so I've played the one in some meets and different spots than others, but ultimately all I've seen out of my my singles and doubles game is just progression. We've gotten a lot better, and as a team, like Drew said, we're working together and playing well where we need to play well. There's some matches and some games that obviously we wish we could have back, but you're going to have that, Terrence, so we're ready to go into conference.
Well, that sounds like it's working just like it's supposed to. They're getting better throughout the season. I know you've both played anywhere from number one to number four. So, and then in doubles play, you guys have played together a lot now at number two doubles, having quite a bit of success out there in doubles. What's been clicking for you out there as doubles partners?
Yeah, I just think as a team, like, we just play so well together. We have such good chemistry. Like, we just keep each other motivated. And I think the big thing is we're positive. You know, we pump each other up. If someone makes a mistake, we're just there for each other's backs, and I think that's really why we play so well, is we don't get down on ourselves and we just work together.
Like Drew said, I mean, tennis is a mental game when it comes down to it, and if you've got a teammate like Drew and how I play for him, I mean, we can pump each other up and keep each other in the game. We started the season off not like that so much, and as we've moved into it, we've really worked on our mental game, and I've gotten better from it.
Do you know what your record now is together in doubles?
We don't.
We've only lost one.
Yeah. But I don't know how many wins we have.
Tell me a little bit about your strategy in doubles. Is one of you more of the, you know, better at being the aggressor at the net, and one of you covers the backcourt better? Or when are you at your best?
Yeah. I think when I'm at the net and Corbin's in the back, I just think that's when we play our best. You know, Corbin can get to every single ball that gets up past me. And, you know, he gives me the green light to just go attack it because I know he's back there protecting the baseline.
Absolutely. I like playing like that. There was a couple shots in particular, one at Johnson, where it kind of came down to it in a tiebreaker. And the guy hit a good shot past Drew, and I was able to get back there and scoop out from underneath it, and we won the point off of it. So I'm blessed to have a teammate that's as good at the net as Drew is.
All right, guys, who's got the better serve?
Oh, that's 100% me. Corbin cannot handle my serve.
He's got a good serve.
Okay, easy answer then. Again, I'm talking with Norwalk tennis seniors Drew Lentz and Corbin Oswald on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Your coach, Nicole Berger, mentioned that you guys are starting to use some double strategy in your singles play as well. Tell me a little bit about that and how has it helped you out in singles?
I just think, like, the biggest thing is we just keep the ball in play. That's our double strategy. And it really works out in singles. If you just kind of keep the point going, the other team makes a mistake. I feel like that's our problem when we make a lot of mistakes. If we make the other team make mistakes, that's when we win most of our points. So I think that really translates to singles as well.
Yeah, I'd agree with Drew. We're really good at keeping the ball in play and keeping the mistakes to a minimum. And we've both done a good job putting the ball away when we need to put the ball away this year.
And to both of you, when did you get your start playing tennis? Did you really start at a young age competitively? And who has taught you the most along the way?
Honestly, we both haven't been playing that long. This is my third year, and I think Corbin's second year. So we haven't really been playing that long. But I think we just use our athleticism to the best of it because, you know, we both are multi-sport athletes, and I think we use that to our advantage. And, you know, I think the person that helps us out the most is definitely Coach Berger. She makes us work so hard at practice every day and really gets the best out of us.
I think she's taught me personally a lot, and I think Drew as well, about strategy. Obviously, like Drew said, I'm a multi-sport athlete. I run cross country and I do tennis, but I used to do track and I quit that to play tennis and I didn't know much about it. So she really taught me strategy and how to play as a team. And I think it's pretty similar for Drew.
Any plans to play at the next level at all?
Not at the moment.
No, not right now.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, the conference tournament is on Wednesday. Do you know yet if you're going to be playing doubles together in that?
We're going to be playing singles by 1 and 2.
And then districts and state, we'll be playing doubles together.
Okay. So what are your goals tomorrow? Well, this will air on Wednesday, but what are your goals at the conference tournament when you're going to be out there playing singles?
I think, you know, the goal is like what we've been doing the whole year, just, you know, keep the ball in play, limit the mistakes. And I think both me and Corbin have a really good shot at winning both our respective singles, and I think we got it.
Like Drew said, keep the strategy the same. And obviously, we've both seen a lot of improvement from now until these last couple times that we've played these guys. So we're going to go in and take advantage of it.
When you get to district time, you'll have the duels element. You'll have where you're playing singles and doubles. What do you think this team is capable of when it comes down to, like, district duels and making a run at state duels?
I think in district duels, it's going to be tough for all of us to work together and all of the moving pieces to come into play. But we've seen it before, and if we can do it again, where we all work together and make the right things happen when they can, I think we've got a good chance at state.
I'd have to agree with Corbin. You know, we got a couple tough teams in our team district, but, you know, we've, at least this season alone, we've beaten good teams like Pella. So I think, I mean, if we play our best tennis, I think we got a shot.
And then last year, Braylon Stockwell, who's back on the team, him and Adrian Bush made it to the state doubles tournament. Anybody on the team, who do you feel like could make it back? And it could be you guys as well. Could make it, you know, a run back to the state tournament this year?
I think Braylon and Tyler, they've had a hard time working together this year. But when they do, they play exceptional tennis. So if they can make the right things happen when it comes down to districts, I think we're going to have a tough run at it with the district poll that we got. But they can make the best of it.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Corbin. You know, our draw is kind of brutal. But, you know, at least for me and Corbin, you know, we got confidence. As long as we keep playing our game, I think, you know, it's going to be tough. But I think we got a somewhat of a chance.
All right. Well, that's been Norwalk Tennis Seniors Drew Lentz and Corbin Oswald on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. Guys, thanks a lot for your time, and good luck to you at conference and going forward.
Thank you.